Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tavis Powell, noon. Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 1 o'clock. I'm anxious to hear Kevin today. And I hope for Kevin's sake he says something other than we have to be better, we'll get it fixed and stuff like that. I like Kevin. I like him a lot. I think Kevin has shown that he can be a good coach. He's not doing a good job coaching this team. Just not. I mean, you're not scoring a lot of points. Before anybody buries Dylan Gabriel, this whole thing about not scoring points started long before he took over. So it's not all his fault. Wide receivers, they're not getting passes. Well, maybe they're not getting open.
What wide receivers? We've
talked about that. By the way, Malachi Corley.
Yeah, you were excited about that.
Well, I said a couple weeks ago, let's get Malachi the ball. Let's see what he can do.
Wasn't he your leading rusher yesterday?
Andy, the guy picks up 31 yards on one touch and never got the ball again.
Stop making sense.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a nice move.
What well, he beat the one defender on the outside. The guy's good with the ball.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't get it. I got an email from Tom. Jeff, you're spot on. How nice it would have been to use that third round pick on an offensive tackle or a wide receiver and go with Pickett and Flacco and then next year draft your quarterback or quarterbacks.
I would not have drafted a wide receiver in the third round knowing their history of third round wide receiver. Wow. That's the only reason why.
I'm sorry, hit a rim shot.
I would have found somewhere else to draft somebody. They have had such bad luck with wide receivers in the third round. Can we please? That would have been a
joke and a punchline. You're right. Number to join us, folks, 216-474-0092. We'll start with Jason in Cleveland. Hello, Jason.
Jason, how are you? Welcome to a Therapy Monday.
Yeah, Victory Monday, guys.
No. Therapy Monday.
No. I voted on the Patriots. I've fed on the Patriots.
Jason, we've been doing this show 14 years. Win or lose, it's Therapy Monday.
Well, here, I got some hard truth Monday for you guys. We don't need to fire anybody that plays for the Browns or works for the Browns or all that. We need to fire ourselves as fans, okay? It's been long enough. The Browns do not care about playing football. They are a business, and they sell hope. We need to stop buying it. They need to learn that, hey, we can't make any money if nobody buys tickets, nobody buys hoodies and hats, and they don't even care about this team. They're not going to build a new stadium. They're not going to do anything besides get a football team in this city. It's been 20 years, and nobody's saying this. We're the problem, the fans. Stop rooting for these dudes. Stop cheering for them. If we go out, start buying Bengals stuff, Steelers stuff, and prominently displaying that.
How old are you, Jason?
They're not going to have a choice.
How old are you, Jason?
I'm 40 years old, man.
You're 40 years old.
You're 40 years of misery, dog. Dude. I've been dealing with this since I was a baby,
dude,
man.
Dude, that's a tiny resume compared to many people that sat here before when we didn't have a team for 4 years. I'm just telling you that. I understand where you're coming from. I respect where you're saying, but I'd rather have a really, really, really bad team than no team at all. I hate to say that.
No.
And maybe that's my problem.
The Baltimore Ravens used to be the Cleveland Browns.
No, really? Wait, Baltimore played here? Are you serious? I didn't know. This is my first day here. Hey, where did the Rams play before? Where the Rams play, Jeff?
Okay, now they're in Los Angeles.
Someone told me they stopped in St. Louis, too. What was that all about?
Andy, you're picking a fight here for no apparent reason. Jason's just fed up.
I get the fact he's fed up, but I mean, like, there's... And I'm not trying to be super old on this. I know, look, they're not good right now. And they haven't been good since we came back. But the question is...
No, they have been. They've had a couple of years. What you haven't had is any sustained success. That's what this team hasn't had.
Wow.
And
so the Ravens used to be the Browns, huh? I didn't know that.
All right, wise guy. I'm sorry, folks. Nobody wanted to hear it when we said it. We're not the only ones who said it. If you looked at this roster on the offensive side of the ball and thought it had talent, you were looking with nothing but optimism in your eyes. Nothing but
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Optimism. There are a couple of guys who obviously can do some things. I mean, Quinshon Judkins looks like the real deal. You didn't give him the ball. The offensive lineman 2 weeks ago against Pittsburgh, was it 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago and three games ago. The offensive lineman said, Joel Bitonio, you drop back 58 times, the guy's going to get hit.
Of course.
And we abandoned the run too soon. Yesterday, Wyatt Teller, you got to run the ball if you want to run the ball. They're right, Andy. They are right. Why is Kevin abandoning the run?
It wasn't working yesterday.
You know what?
I don't care how hard they were going to go.
You don't go with it.
Jeff, they were like minus one. They couldn't get past the line of scrimmage. I don't care how long you think. What are you going to do? You know, take two defensive linemen, line them up in the
Andy, your running backs had 12 carries for 19 yards.
That's exactly right. So how many were
and
negative?
And guess what?
You're proving my point on that.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Yes, you know
are.
Why?
Why?
How's Quinshon Judkins going to bust a 46-yard touchdown run?
He's got to play, Jeff, and he can't be hurt. That's part of it.
That's part of it. I get it. However, give him the ball. Give these guys the ball.
He got the ball more than anybody else. At least he got it 9 times.
Yeah, great.
Jeff, they were that. Can we tip our cap
your
to the Patriots a little bit?
12 carries for 19 yards. Yes, Andy.
They are really good against the run. There's no question.
They're very good.
But, so you've got to be able to be better than that. And you can't even open up the run by using the pass because your inability to have any wide receivers on this team isn't going to scare any defense. None. Zero. The only two guys that actually might. You may have to cover yesterday were Fannin and Njoku.
There's no question that New England's run defense is pretty good. It's third best in the NFL coming in yesterday. What the Browns do best on offense is run the ball. Okay?
Well, that's why we're 2-6.
Keep trying. I mean, because, Andy, the passing game is pathetic.
It is.
The passing game just doesn't work.
Our running game was going nowhere yesterday. I'll be honest with you.
Except for one thing.
What's the one thing?
A little creativity in the run game?
All right.
More jet sweeps?
Is that what you're saying? What are you asking for?
Figure out a way to open up the running game. It's more than hand the ball to the guy and have him run right up the wazoos of the guys in front of him.
I get it, Jeff, but if they have more talent than us.
Okay, well then why are we even playing the game?
Jeff, I'm just saying, if you can't run, you got to be able to recognize that too. They could not run yesesterday. They couldn't.
But they pulled the plug early with the running backs.
Just as they did against Pittsburgh. No, that's true. But I know you're passionate about this. I get it. But that New England front four was killing. They were killing our running game.
They were very good, and you knew that was going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So your chance for a win then relied on an underachieving group of wide receivers and a quarterback that everybody is all ready to run out of town after four games.
That's true.
Rick's in Cleveland. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking a call.
Thanks for calling.
I agree with you a lot, Andy, and to a point, but I hope we do not sit there and draft a quarterback next year. I really don't. I don't think you put Patrick Mahomes behind this team, and you're going to get a whole lot better. You might get a couple more wins because of his creativity.
What do you want to do? I'm not opposed to bringing in a veteran if they could get it.
Absolutely, because you've got to build. The offensive line is aged. It's not doing – Jeff, you're talking about running the ball. They had jumbo packages time after time again. Give the ball to Quishon, and he's getting blasted. So what good did the jumbo packages do? There was no creativity as far as the run game goes.
Rick, that's part of my point.
Did you watch New England run the ball against us? Did you see what they did? Yeah. They ran sweeps. They had some creativity.
I think they had 177 yards rushing, something like that.
Yeah, and so let's not give the defense, this elite defense, a lot of, I don't think is elite. I think it's good, but it's got its weaknesses too.
Rick, I think you just described the defense very well, by the way.
You know, we need a complete rebuild with a new regime. I love Kevin like you do. I think he'll get a coaching job somewhere next year. But we need a whole new rebuild, and I don't think it's going to start with a quarterback because whoever you put back there is not going to succeed. With the receivers, like you said, are below average. We got a strong defensive line, secondary. You got two guys, Ward and Delpit. Other than that, you got a bag of donuts. You know, it needs.
I don't know.
Overall.
Like Campbell. The new guy looks pretty good, Rick.
Well, he looks okay, but it is what it is. What I'm saying is, we need a lot of help before you get the elite quarterback. And I've been watching college football. I'm 65. Right now, I haven't seen any elite quarterbacks in the college coming out so far. Build the team around. Bring a veteran in here and see what you got. Take your time and do it right this time.
Rick, that makes a lot of sense. But you know what? They had two veteran quarterbacks here and for some reason decided to trade them. Does that make any sense right now?
Well, they traded them because they could see that, it wasn't going to make any difference, Jeff. It wasn't going to make any difference.
And Rick,
maybe you're right.
Maybe you're right. Rick, thank you very much. Rick with some sensible thoughts. Are we allowed to have sensible thoughts?
Yes. It's Sensible Monday, too.
Sensible Monday. Lance is in Richmond Heights. Lance, welcome.
Hello, Phelps. Hello, Baskin. I'm disappointed in Junkins. He could have had more yards. He could have found the hole. And that line needs to block. They're not blocking. That's why. That's what's wrong. The line is not doing their job. And also, it's the coach. He calls these stupid plays. Just like you said, Phelps, on 4th and 1. They should have punted the ball. What do you say?
Lance, I think the scheme didn't work yesterday. I think the play calling wasn't very good yesterday. I think the execution wasn't good yesterday.
I
watched yesterday's game and I just thought, this can't be what you're rolling out here offensively. And I know the Patriots are pretty good. They've won 5 straight games. Is anybody confusing New England with a Super Bowl champion right now?
They're playing pretty good football.
They're playing really well. Yeah. Good for them. But guess what, Andy? Teams in the NFL play really well.
Yeah,
if you want to compete, you got to bring it.
Let's see what they look like at the end of the year. I'm willing to take a flyer on them towards the playoffs. I mean,
I think they'll make the playoffs and they might win a game.
Yeah,
maybe they'll win two. Wait, all I know is this.
We do realize Quinshon Judkins missed. He left it with 8:24 in the third quarter yesterday, right? Like,
without question. But he didn't. He didn't run the ball well when he was in there, and I don't blame him. I don't. I
still think, like, I understand we're thinking that he didn't run the ball well. Can we give New England a little bit of credit against the run?
Well, without question, Andy. But, yeah. I mean, if you're going to be a good team in the National Football League, your strength, you have to pound it down the other team's throat. You have to make it work. The Browns' strength is running the football, and they abandon the run. I mean, they gave their running backs, 11 carries? That I'm sorry, that's not enough. It's just, it isn't. It's just not enough.
At some point, I mean, how about the fact that New England was just a better team than we were? I'm not defending the Browns.
Question.
I'm really not.
Except one thing.
Sometimes not.
What was your score at halftime?
They were down 2 points.
Exactly right.
They had a bad third quarter.
Exactly right.
Set up by an offense that was like handing them the ball deep in the red zone.
Join us in this agony. 216-474-0092. Petrak's coming up at 11 o'clock. He'll join in the fun as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.